Welcome to the Brooklyn Curmudgeon Hour. Welcome to the Brooklyn Curmudgeon Hour. This week, we spent some time in the backyard with Zach, Liam, Liz, and Rebecca actually making Lichtenberg figures. Then Todd and Tim stopped by, and we played with some fancy new fiber optic technology that Todd has been playing with at work. And we had a fire.
Right.
But that's not. We haven't made it.
We have not made that social.
We always
have the best
toys. But maybe whatever. Everyone works less.
You have seen the terrifying thing that we have at the Word that we still haven't turned on, right?
What?
The weird thing with the
paddle. Yes, please.
The weird thing with the paddle.
No.
It's for spanking?
No.
I mean, it could be. I'm
pretty sure.
It's got two rubber paddles.
We've died.
No, no, no. It'll get to it.
It'll go.
Yeah.
You can see it burning.
It's like inside the
wood.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it burns through the second
one. Don't touch it.
Just like coal fires in Pennsylvania. Isn't it Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you can actually see it glowing on the top. That's on fire underneath and has been for many years.
Cool. No way to put it up.
No way to put it up.
Amazing.
It's going to burn that.
So it's burning
right
inside.
It's burning like in the middle.
Inside. Alex and I had this moment earlier this week where we both started acknowledging our appreciation of My Chemical Romance. And he, I did this all in private message, right? He was the one that made it public, and I was like, okay. And honestly, every single person we know politely ignored it.
I mean, I have to say that I've tried to sell My Chemical Romance in the past to someone as being like, it's actually the really entertaining combination of like 182 and Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah, kind of.
Because it is.
They really have great music.
The first album I liked. The second album was like pretty bad, and I ignored it after that.
But then the album after that, they did a music video that's all Mad Max theme, and so I sent that to him. That's how the whole thing started. It was like related to our current obsession.
Yeah.
And it's like a very cutesy bubblegummy Mad Max music video, and it's adorable, right? It's very charming. But also they did that music video that's super Heathers. That's so good. That's actually like a really great video.
Those songs off the first album are actually like they speak to me at 14.
Yeah, exactly. It's like this is 16-year-old.
Right. If I was that age when that came out, that would have been the CD that never stopped spinning.
Mm.
Instead, that was Blink-182.
No. It was not. That Blink-182 CD, like the one that was like really popular, it came out when I was a little too old for that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I actually had good taste for a high school kid. Because I got most of my music off of soundtracks, and so I got really into, like, the Pixies and Tom Waits and things like that. But, like, yeah. I don't know. My appreciation of Bubblegum came later. For reference, I have paid three times to go see Britney Spears live, so... totally not exaggerating with my appreciation of Bubblegum here.
Nobody's gotten shot yet, have they?
He says as his girlfriend is.
So how bad would that hurt?
Oh yeah.
It would be like,
it'd be bad. It'd be like getting kicked in the chest.
Yeah, it's like it's a high voltage, low amperage shock.
What is
so
what does it mean that it's low amperage?
It would sting.
Yeah, it would be like
cattle fence situation.
Yeah, like jamming a bee sting into your arm with a hammer. But it would be low burning.
So you wouldn't, damage your flesh.
Right, you wouldn't burn out a lot of your insides with it, which is one of my situations.
All right, so maybe I need a little more electrolyte to help it stay on top.
I've not seen it.
Are we going for a spiral ultimately?
Yeah, that's the idea. We could possibly, that doesn't work when we go off track.
As long as it's not like puddly with water, you're pretty good. Like it can be wet.
I like that more and more the radio show is just becoming people listening to us doing something that's very visual.
Very avant-garde.
The wood is hot, too, because it's on fire.
It might still be on fire.
Yeah.
that kind of fucked it up.
So the backstory of this particular love affair is that.
Oh, go it again.
Jesse and Lee went on to school together. And then.
That one went right on.
We, the first Burning Man that I ever went to with Liam before he had met Lizzie, I had just met Tom. Was the first time I think I ever met you.
When?
First Burning
Man. 2002.
Yeah.
Off.
And then since then,
that was nice.
We like
the tree that's at the back was a project.
The Drifting Encyclopedia.
Yeah.
We all built together.
Okay.
The first steampunk haunted house we all built together.
The walls of the Lewis Carroll room are
are from the Drifting Encyclopedia.
Yes, built in our basement.
and. Super 77
out here.
What else? We made a crazy piece called Finisterre, which means end of the world.
Which, you know, Carmela was just here.
Of course it does.
That's why we were making the heart, because her wedding is tomorrow.
Go.
Hey.
Right, fucking in its spiral.
Sorry, too bad.
What is that? Oh, wow, it does have, like, a little loop there, doesn't it? It really is kind of a
but
little spiral
but it, like,
butthole.
It made it itself, yeah.
Did it really? It's like a little noose.
We're getting crazy.
Let's see what happens.
Did we ever tell you guys about that terrible movie we watched with Matt and Michelle called Uzumaki that's like a vaguely Lovecraftian Japanese horror movie about people being twisted into spirals?
No.
What?
Oh, God. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. And it's one of those things where you're like, well, I want to like this movie. Like, I like the idea of liking this movie. And then it's like, there's a man who just, like, everybody gets obsessed with spirals in this town. And so a man, like, gets into the dryer and dies in the dryer and gets twisted into a spiral.
Uzumaki.
Yeah, Uzumaki.
Is it like that sort of Japanese, like, body horror, terrible things happen to people?
Yep.
Yeah. I might skip that.
Yeah.
It wasn't
it's
as
not
gross
like,
as
it's,
it could be.
Yeah, it's not like Tetsuo or
okay.
anything. It's more just like, it's wow. Lovecraft as interpreted exactly. by Japanese people. So, there's
ever,
that.
About, coming back from Container one time, Todd and Anna and I, we were walking like back to the train, and we were talking about how we all like movies that no one else will go see with us.
Okay.
And then over the course of the walk, discovered that we all like different sorts of movies that no one will go see. Because Todd was like, yeah, like,
that was
we could go see Tetsuo, it's showing a film for it. And I were like, I'm actually never going
to
do that. I forget what our choices of movies that everyone was like, what about this movie? And we were like, you know what? We're apparently not the movies that no one else will see. There's an individual to all of us.
Oh my God!
Uh-huh.
The monster truck rally.
Oh God!
You went.
Oh my God!
Was Truckosaurus there?
No, I wish. I wish, but I did see a fucking monster truck do a forward flip.
I watched that video.
It
was amazing.
You know what? I actually wonder. Oh, this will be fun.
And for little kids, they have ear protection that are like monster truck wheels.
Monster truck wheels. That's really cute. We really wanted to send Liz's 2-year-old nephew with his parents. Because for Christmas, like, we did, like, an exchange of, like, just buy us tickets to something, and we were like, we are sending you guys to the Monster Truck Rally. It will be in D.C. in February.
What's up?
Wow, I definitely should have stopped and gotten the Fibrance then if I had known it was going to be, like, a Play With Stuff night.
Yeah, no, we've been zapping stuff for hours now.
Todd, this is our friend Rebecca and Todd. Zach. I don't know
this
if you guys
are
going to meet you.
We met at the first DCOM I ever worked.
Kick ass! which one was that?
2002. When
Nothing
did we go?
2002.
And then
we
second one started. At the Lunatorium.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ooh, it made the pretty.
Responsible.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Well, double kick ass.
Another.
So should we start laser etching shit and then putting nails in it and then burning things into the laser etching?
Yeah. Because
then you could start with like a real design and then make crazy shit happen all over the design.
That's, yeah. That's the thing.
That's pretty hot, right?
You etched
that
into it.
Ooh,
there's
a now we get an insect.
Nice. Yeah.
Plot thickens.
What's going on, guys? Oh, no.
It's like, I smell glue.
Something's not right. You don't seem like food. I'm gonna get out of here. Wow, guys, I was just trying to be friendly. I don't know what your problem is.
Ow. Ow.
Ow. Yeah, he's too small to stick a nail in. We can't really shock him.
I mean, unless we paint him with Electro.
I mean, the really, like, the next question is, like, could you tattoo yourself with that?
I mean, burning glue is one thing.
Oh, burning skin, totally different smell.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of smells good. Let's not lie, but...
Our cat showed up again last night. Or two nights ago.
You just called it your cat. I would like to
point
out.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. It's really not allowed back in our house, like, except maybe if there was a thunderstorm.
But it came into your house once already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we fed it.
And your cat's a dick, it sounds like.
Oh, he's a total dick.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wasn't a dick, he could come and live with us.
He'd still be in our apartment.
Yeah.
He's not a dick. He's just, he has different rules.
I mean, he doesn't really have rules. He doesn't have rules. He's clearly an outdoor cat. He would love to live in our apartment, just maybe not with us.
So he's like one of our friends, but in cat form.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. He's fun, but not a great house guest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know, should I go down or up?
I think up. I think you want it to go in the direction of the spiral.
Oh, like it should, yeah.
Like it's fanning out, yeah. Right now, it's kind of looking like a bloodshot eyeball.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But a bloodshot eyeball of someone who's, like, tripping. Because in the cartoons, you always get spirals in your eyes when you're on drugs.
Yeah, I'm into that. I think it's bored with me.
You think electricity is bored with you?
Yeah. It's like we've had our time.
We could take a break, sit by the fire.
Yeah.
We could throw this thing in the fire.
We could.
Then we could all huff
You're like,
glue.
You were disappointed. Yeah, that would be a lot of glue to huff. I mean, it's already a Duraflame log, which is like pencils.
And glue.
Yeah.
Well,
pencils but it's like,
glue?
It's not toxic glue,
pretty
though.
Much.
And he's doing considerably better
we're
than
being
that.
We have like a little pile of rocks you can sit on too if you don't want to sit on the ledge. But our flowers are doing okay, and we're getting some tomatoes.
I saw the bioluminescent bay in Vieques.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking most sublime natural experience I've ever had. Just
oh,
like,
kick ass.
It's like, I thought it was just going to be like subtly glowing, and you go out there and see it and be like, oh, but... No, it's all fucking motion activated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, what? And I'm splashing myself. I'm like, that's
fine. Is it all white?
It's like green. Like
whitish?
It's like
whitish
green.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, glow stick green. Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool.
The ones that I have the most experience with are sort of like, they're like a greenish white.
Yeah.
But they're definitely motion activated.
Yeah, did not see
that's
that.
That's why they're so great.
Well, I didn't have any time to actually.
Were you able to swim with them?
No, they.
Been away.
Here's the funny thing: is they used to let you swim, and this is where it gets kind of like, oh shit, we're in Puerto Rico. But like, they used to let you swim there. A girl got attacked by a shark, and. All the tour guides are like, oh, and she was on her period. So, you know, it's like, and it's like, wait a minute. You know, like, the girl gets attacked by a shark, and it's like, yeah, and it's totally her fault. She should have known, you know, blood, sharks, you know. I'm like, you guys are, that's an awful thing to say.
So you'll appreciate this now. When Satan started doing some little boy work by the pool, somebody put on Dancing Queen. And then we were all singing along. And then, so later when we were down by the beach and he started spinning for real with fire, I started doing a cappella Dancing Queen and everybody joined in. So now I don't think Satan can spin fire without Dancing Queen being on. I think it's basically his song now, whether he likes it or not.
That's amazing.
Apparently that's Hercules.
Yeah.
Which one?
The invisible one. The invisible strongest man.
It's where he derives most of his strength. Surprise. You know that thing that your uncle does? It's like, hey, let's arm wrestle. And you're all like, yeah, I can beat you. And he's all like, ha-ha! Hercules.
Fuck you, Uncle Tim. Worst uncle. Oh, my God. At least you don't take a drill and then go like, why you like push in on the top of the sole of my foot?
Apparently. Where'd you learn that
my
one?
My buddy Jared's dad used to do that to him all the time. I think it's why he's the man he is today.
Oh, yeah, that, and you know when you're putting in electrical, like, knockouts? Like, you know, you put in a 1900 box, you want to bring in some conduit over,
yep.
You knock out the box.
Yep, knock out the
knock
box.
Knock it out, pull it in, pull out the little galvanized coin.
Your dad.
Fucking flick it at me from across the room.
Oh my God.
How was his aim?
Very good. like how accurately do you think you could throw a quarter with a pair of lineman's pliers?
How many years of training do I get?
I don't know. When can you start?
It's unclear. I still have a job now. I seem to have a job for the foreseeable future.
This is more of a calling.
I'm cool.
Yeah, but you need a priesthood.
I agree that it's like joining a priesthood, but priests get really good at doing their rites because they do them every fucking, you know, weekend or day or.
Well, you think I'm going to let you slack off?
No, but in the context, I mean, where are you going to, you're just like going to go to Home Depot, you're just going to go to Home Depot and you're going to pile up a fucking stack of fucking conduit boxes.
Yep.
Give me like a fucking Klein Tools screwdriver.
Yeah, man, you're going to ventilate them. You're going to ventilate them until we get kicked out.
I really
we're
going
to go to the next Home Depot.
I feel like you just need a weekend.
Someone's just going to be like, why are all the fucking conduit boxes in here popped? I bet you could do all of them in the Home Depot and then die.
Well,
no one would fucking notice.
I think the idea is that, like, you sit there and you do that cursing and swearing, and then I stand over you with a sensor, like, you know, crossing myself, and nobody, you know, people leave us to our devotions, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that, I mean...
Do you have a sensor, Kat?
No. No, I should.
You should have a sensor all the time, as far as I'm concerned.
Hallie's in New Jersey tonight.
We're making a giant rubber chicken. Three people go in the chicken. Their heads stick out.
It happens to be an art car.
Yeah, rubber chicken art car, floppy head, next to the other art car. It's actually not a bad idea.
Somebody's
like
on
a rubber chicken art car with a giant floppy rubber head that just.
I mean, it basically exists, except it's just trimmed in fucking rope light.
Does it flop around?
No, it doesn't flop around.
Flopping around, I think, is crucial.
But there's an asshole on the PA screaming things like, "This is a giant cock."
That's different. That's different than rubber chicken.
No, that's not the same.
Rubber chicken is female.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And if somebody's on a megaphone, they're just going, cloaca. Cloaca, think about the cloaca for once. Cloaca. Cloaca. That person is me, of course. I'm ready for this.
I'm really sad that I missed megaphone time at Brooklyn or Bushwick Open Studios because that.
Oh, it wasn't. I didn't. It wasn't a very good megaphone time.
Really?
Yes. Nah. It doesn't go well at art studios. The best part was at one point I was in charge of someone's space, so I was able to use the megaphone to herd the traffic, and
that's
that was
good.
Pretty funny. But I don't know. It wasn't that fun at Dumbo Art Fest either. It's really kind of neat to be sitting and not trying to do anything, not moving around and trying to do things.
It's better for watching the world go by.
At Mysteryland, I had some like very positive megaphone experiences. The horrible children.
You were at Mysteryland?
Yeah, dude, we brought the dome to Mysteryland.
Oh shit!
It was a fucking Bohemian Grove. Holy shit!
I went and tried to find Bohemian Grove during Open Studios weekend. It was not open, but it's a place.
Oh yeah.
On Grove Street.
Huh. Is it like New School or?
I mean,
or what?
It's probably like a bunch of 24-year-old art students with it.
Oh, right. But so it's like someone's art collective actually called
Or someone's in the apartment that they call Bohemian Grove.
Oh, okay. You didn't go to... I wanted to stop by fucking Taurus Porta.
I still did not do that.
Opened the door and stepped into the Porta and been transformed into another galaxy of radiant energy that will take me over. I mean, those guys, at least, they've got their fucking spiel down, man. I want to see what they're doing. Even if it's just Mylar stuck everywhere.
What is that sound?
Like a Fibonacci spiral.
That's
a train?
That's not a normal train sound.
It's going really fast.
There's some serious blue smell.
Yeah.
I mean, the secret to huffing blue actually is to keep drinking.
That's methanol.
Well, no, well, because it's the same thing like with paint. Like if you're painting, a little bit of alcohol in your system helps you process the stuff.
It's the same thing.
Because your body's processing the alcohol anyway?
Well, because the chemicals are
your liver can't process it, and so it actually, the alcohol makes you flush out.
Yeah.
I could be down for that.
It's a new lighting technology.
What is a new lighting technology?
It's called Fibrance. It's laser pumped edge lit fiber optic.
Oh, is that the stuff you wrapped around your face on Facebook?
Yeah, it's the stuff I wrapped around my face on Facebook.
It basically looks like really professional grade.
It's like, but it's full color. But when you pick it up and like spraying it around because of the PWM frequency of the laser, it looks awesome.
Whoa.
Like super, super fucking trippy.
That'll do.
Yeah, it's all right.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
fuck
whoa.
That.
What?
What is this?
I'll go get it. Let me drink some bourbon.
The best yet.
It doesn't work without power. Power right there.
All power corrupts. Want a beer?
Nah, I want whiskey.
Made it finish like 12 minutes.
I can't drink beer as much anymore.
I found that as well.
It's not very stiff. Yeah, it's so light that you can't...
You could weave a garment of it?
You could definitely weave a garment of it.
Oh, oh. No, I know what it is. It's spirograph.
Oh, I love when there's two colors going on.
And the core is the FG fiber optic, and it's in a little sheet. No, it's not.
Why is it that
you were like, oh, fiber, it's whatever, but we got it. It's the frequency of the refresh. It's the the PWM frequency of the laser. Like going and with it moving, it gets stretched out over time.
Okay.
And it's not going fast enough for the refresh rate to actually make a line. So
fuck you!
Right
you. What's its minimum turning radius?
Yeah,
it turns on and off.
There's a laser turning on and off. Yeah, the game's got it. Laser turns on and off really fast.
So if this was a light bulb
all the way through,
right?
Yeah, because I mean that's how you dim anything. It's with a technology called PWM, which is like going on and off really fast.
But
which,
like with an electronic controller, so it's not just on and off. It's like up and down. So
if this was a light bulb, it's just actually on and off real fast. Yeah, that's all PWM is. You're just taking time and chopping it up, and then each little piece of time you're on for a certain percentage of that time. So it looks like a square wave. And the width of the square wave is how much PWM is filled in.
So if this was a light bulb, alternating current is 60 hertz, and... It would, if you spun it fast, if you take a light bulb on a string and spin it fast enough, you can see where it's on and it's off. Because alternating current goes up, switches on and off really fast.
Yeah.
So the laser is switching on and off really
way
fast.
But way slower than 60. So you don't have to move it very fast.
It jumped
to start
that time, though.
Like,
it went from the
light bulb to do
that,
you need like a really full arm.
Hit the red and the white again. That made
well, that
me
was,
so
I
happy.
Think, fade as the best effects. That was,
and you, and of course you wouldn't see that with an incandescent bulb because.
Which is at the bottom.
Because between the tops of the square wave, it wouldn't dim enough to seem like full.
It's a fucking incandescent bulb, so you've got to be like,
yeah. I mean, a 60 hertz incandescent bulb, like, you've really got
oh,
it.
You found it last so happy.
Yeah, no, it's so great. It is so fucking great.
So, how much tension can it take?
You are not allowed to check.
If you
no, I was just thinking you can make a stringed instrument out of it.
Do you think it's bandy enough for me to stick up one
mean,
of my nostrils and pull it back out the other?
White is the best.
It pro-
I don't know, the orange, the
I
green
think it,
orange.
I think it is bendy enough that you could stick it up your nose and pull it out. If you want a deviated septum, for sure. And I think that if you just, like, rubbed it down with a little rubbing alcohol, it would be pretty sanitary. I mean, it's fucking plastic.
Right.
You can make Jell-O with this in it, for sure. This would have made such better Blinky Jell-O than the Blinky Jell-O I made for Sarah for her birthday party as a courtship gift.
Terrible. What?
That was
oh my God.
Happening.
Hey, man.
It's really. It's
I know how to. I know how to win a woman's heart.
Because it's a laser.
I don't know, but if
so
what
yeah,
this means
I
is you
definitely
can, like,
want to just make a motor that vibrates it real fast. I mean, that's all it needs. You just hold one end taut and you move the other end back and forth real
but
hard.
Also,
what if you
also,
had fringe and you could just be like.
What if you.
Yeah, but you need. Fringe is super hard.
You need a lot of them.
Yes, Kat.
What if you put it on a rotator? Oh, sorry. What if you had it just on a loose loop on something that rotated, so it did.
Well, right, you just want to. I mean, you'd use a motor. You wouldn't use like a linear actuator or something. You just convert the rotary motion into back and forth motion. It could be like an oval. I think it would look pretty much the same under a straight line.
The dev kit for this type of material. Do you have like?
I mean, this is
on like what you can and cannot do with it.
No. There's no NDA or anything.
So if you wanted to make a big catenary with this stuff, you'd want to know how long you could really go.
If I knew what a catenary was, I would agree or disagree
with
this.
It's like a cat
statement.
And a canary at the same time.
Oh, it's a canary eating a cat?
Yeah.
Because that's ironic.
This is a catenary.
Oh, okay.
This is also a catenary.
Oh, so it's like a little
droopy, it's a droopy thing.
Yeah, it's the shape that is made by securing something like a rope or a chain from your points.
Got it.
There are some cathedrals that the arches are inverse catenaries,
really?
as opposed to parabolic arches or you know, Romanesque.
Yeah,
you know
ogives.
Ogives.
Yeah.
Ogives. Stop it.
But when they talk about like you know what power lines can handle between posts, they're also reverse catenaries.
Right.
But I mean, this is so light that I think that like.
You can let it droop forever. I think I don't know how taut you can make
it's
it.
Really
I mean, I've pulled on it fairly hard. You're not allowed to pull on it because you're Tim Corbett.
Like, what if I
tear it apart like a madman?
What if I
not? I will not tear it apart like a madman.
They're
gentle. I only smash things that deserve to be smashed.
Tearing it apart like a madman. Then we'll do 50 meters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's sort of what we were talking about, is making like some sort of...
Yes.
Some sort of raver pumpkin.
Yes. I mean, it's got to be like a little floppier than just making a raver pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, because the unexpected flop is
the,
better.
The flopping
yeah.
is so good.
I mean, you could get like a bunch of them and make like a self-flagellation thing.
Yeah.
A cat of nine tails.
Yeah.
Tim, may I steal a beer?
Oh, yeah, please.
I don't right. even know if you can... I don't know what the politics of
splitting this is, even.
Wow.
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm really curious about what is in the end of that. It's got to be some sort of lens that connects to the laser, right?
Well, it's the thing that is... There are three lasers in there, and then they go through a collimating device that we do not know what it is. A color mixing device. And then they go out the... And then that's not in the end. It's in the box. It's like 2 inches long. It's like maybe... 3/16 of an inch thick. I've opened the box. I mean, I know exactly what's in there, but I'm not like tearing the shrink wrap off of the collimator and sacrificing my $400 laser to know how it works.
Yeah, watch,
not without explicit approval from my boss.
Not before you buy another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like making a guilloche. The banknote rose engine engraving.
Yeah.
You know, like
you
pull out.
He gets that a lot.
Pull out a dollar bill, and the swoopy
the
swoop. Intersecting.
Yeah.
The swoopies on a banknote. Guilloche.
We could go inside. I mean, watching that spin around in a circle is spectacular.
Pretty good. Flash, dude! Come on,
yeah.
Party
really
foul!
Parched my mellow.
I yelled at a guy who did that the fourth time he did it. The first time he did it, I didn't flip him off. The second time he did it,
I
flipped
video
him off.
You were like,
the third time I flipped him off again, and then I yelled, "You did a great job! You got the shot! You got the shot!"
Oh my god!
And then the next time he did it, I flipped him off again. And then the next time he did it, I flipped him off again. And
wow,
I yelled, "Turn off the flash, dude! Just turn it off!" And he never did. He just kept looking at me and being like,
"Yeah." It's not my phone.
It's like, what is wrong with you, motherfucker?
Okay, I am of the belief that we should at least move up to the second floor for the benefit of the neighborhood and our dear roommate whose bedroom we are right outside of.